This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt. Who happen to be homies, just joining on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, aha, ha, ha, ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season episode 66. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
And I'm Ryan the Stallion.
Hey, in case you didn't know, our last episode was the highest downloaded of Bit Season in all 66 that we've done.
That's not true.
Is it?
No.
You're going to put me on mega still.
Oh, maybe.
No, it's not. Welcome back, Drab.
I'm going to confirm. No, it's not. It's average.
It's average.
Yeah. I also found out that CK listened to Bit Season I wasn't on.
Can you tell our biddies how distraught you were by this passing moment between boss?
CK didn't even realize what he said, but CK, our boss, Chris Conder, our program director, he's listened to Bit Season many times, but I always thought that he liked the inside shtick and the connection and the chemistry that we all have together as a team.
The back and forth and banter that we have.
Yeah, and you know, Drab's been a long time employee of the station, and think he likes maybe some of my stories, what I bring to the table, and then on Tuesday, as soon as I get back, he's raving about what you guys discussed and last week and what I did. He said, "I know what you're doing," or whatever happened last week.
That is an elephant in the room, I think Drab has a statement to go along with that.
What is with everyone having statements that they don't have this week? Was I told to prepare a statement?
Speaking of statements, before we get into the big reveal, the cliffhanger of 2023, maybe we should talk about EB's Carson Wentz statement. We got a little brief visit from him this week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to say that, and I think Drab and I are in agreement that when Eric just digs down deep and won't give an inch, it's got to be some of the funniest radio ever.
I mean, EB's a pro's pro, and I don't know.
Entrenched.
I don't really know how far this is going with him.
That's also what I also wanted to kind of allude to, is that at this point, I don't know if he's really believing what he's saying, or if he's gone completely OJ Simpson. You know what I mean? Like, you tell yourself you're not guilty all of these years.
You start to believe.
You believe it. You know, and so Eric tells himself all of these years that Carson can thrive. I think he truly believes it at this point. Or he's doing the biggest ruse on everybody. I can't tell, but I'm here for it, and I enjoy it.
Well, I don't think that EB is going to get off the Carson train after one game. I actually think what he said was probably true, that he still thinks that he can be a quarterback in this league. He just has to be in the right system, and it has to work out, and it's not going to work out here. I actually probably think he believes that. Now, he probably wants him to come back. He just knows that those cards aren't on the table. But I'll say this. What was that, January 3rd?
January 3rd. Yes.
We have a contender for segment of the year.
Hey, I think it's whenever Eric brings up JP calling the internet a fad.
Yeah, I love it. He can hit a 90 mile an hour fastball.
Yeah, or will never own a cell phone. Uh-huh. That's when you know Eric's button has been pushed. And I kind of understand what he's saying. Because how does JP have this holier than thou attitude about the whole thing when he agreed with Eric to put Carson in?
Here's what
I think that's what's rubbing Eric the wrongest of ways.
Well, to be honest, the only one who should be patting themselves on the back is Drab T-shirt. And I'm going to do that real quick because this isn't a sports show. But I'm the only consistent one that I said back. I said last spring, Wentz is nubs. He's no better than Heinicke.
Yes.
I said that. I said, you wasted all those draft picks on him. It's not going to work out here. Throughout the season, early on, I said, you should put Heinicke in there. He gives you a better chance to win. That was proven correct. And I never spoke up last week when I said that Wentz should start, because I was on vacation. Now, if you would have asked me last week if Wentz should have started, I probably would have said yes, just because Heinicke, you needed a spark.
You're out at the perfect time.
I was out at the perfect time. I would
tend to agree with you. You've been the most consistent.
JP's a flip-flopper.
He is a flip-flopper.
He likes to pile on when Wentz sucks, but he's
acting. Yeah, he's acting like he was so clairvoyant about this.
No, he wasn't.
He's not.
He said that Wentz was an upgrade when they made the trade.
Yes.
And he wanted Wentz to start last week.
Yes. And so I don't understand this victory lap that he's taking right now.
I don't know.
I think he's taking the victory lap because Eric is so wrong. It makes him look right. I don't know.
Just because he's not as wrong as Eric.
Or he's enjoying Eric's failure so much. Because it's basically Eric's failure as much as Carson's failure that's making him happy. I think that might be
on EB's junkie's tombstone or his obituary, like something that he was so vociferous in his defense.
This is
of
what
Carson
I don't
went,
This is what
and
I
it
don't
bombed
want.
Out spectacularly. That's this why
is
this what, is so yeah,
This is what I don't want is I don't want so I don't want it to follow him throughout the rest of his career. So that being Eric goes, hey, I really like
I do.
I really like that's Anthony Richardson.
But you
guy.
Just said you like that about JP. You're telling me in 5 years we can't say, EB, you don't know what you're talking about. You wanted Wentz. You thought Wentz was a Hall of Famer.
Hashtag Wentz guy.
I don't want him to say it in the moment.
Okay,
I don't want anything Eric says to be dismissed just because he backed the wrong horse.
Okay, here's what needs to happen. EB's,
but he backed the wrong horse so famously. We all backed the wrong horse.
EB's commercial break film study needs to be revoked because he is no longer the QB guru. You can't let him do that after this season.
No, this is what we need to do is Eric should still do the commercial breakdown, mm-hmm. but he should read a disclaimer. Okay. We should have him for the rest of the season. That should be his punishment.
All off
his
season.
His Wentz punishment. Is that's the water he has to carry, is that he has to read a disclaimer, like a gambling addiction disclaimer for FanDuel.
Anytime he gives an opinion on a QB.
Anytime he gives an opinion on the QB, or he does a breakdown, he says, this is brought to you by the same guy who thinks Carson Wentz would be the greatest quarterback in Commander's history.
I like that. We can noodle that out.
We'll noodle the right wording to have it be funny. And
I feel bad for Clary because, you know, you're a Commanders fan. And by the end of it, I was rooting for that third interception on Sunday because I knew it would be great for the show.
I mean, it's fun. I find the content of EB just not gunning down to what he knows is true. He has to know Carson Wentz stinks. That's the thing with me. And he's just not backing down.
The personality of Eric Bickle is more entertaining than the football season that's going on right
that's
now.
True. Yes.
Now, I will say this. There is a part of me that is hoping that Carson Wentz goes to the Raiders or something. Yeah. He's a Pro Bowler. Yeah.
Just has a resurgence.
Yeah, just like it's just right sick year. 3-5. And, you know, they go to the AFC Championship that game or something. Yeah,
or has a spot starter, 3-0 in their spot starts.
And he's just, because that would be good. That would bring EB back, revive him a little bit. And he could throw it back in JP's face.
Hey, speaking of throwing stuff in people's faces, I got a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
All right.
I don't see this anywhere in the rundown.
No, I know what you were doing yesterday.
What?
All right. When you brought up Anderson and Andy. Okay. I know what you were doing.
Entertaining content.
Besides saving the segment, I knew what you were doing.
Not that there was entertaining content coming up to that.
I want the record to show that on Wednesday's show, Drab said that I was watching Anderson and Andy instead of the Georgia and Georgia, Ohio State.
No further questions, Your Honor.
It took me a minute to think. I didn't think about it for a second.
That's not a good start. You sure you want to go down this road? All right.
Well, I know what you're doing. It's because lately I have become the college football guru.
I didn't hear that on the show today. I was referred to as the college football guru.
You
want to
know why?
Why?
It's because you sullied my name. By putting out there that I didn't watch the end of the Ohio State.
I believe
against
that.
Georgia.
I believe you didn't watch the end of it.
I watched the end of it. I watched the final kick.
I refuse to believe that.
Why don't you believe
because
it?
Because the final kick
right at midnight.
Went through the uprights at midnight.
Yes,
or
I
not
saw
through the uprights, the stands. He shanked him.
Now, it was delayed since I had it on my illegal streaming service, so it didn't go through right at night. Yeah.
Was your midnight stroke of midnight also delayed until 12:02?
But this is what I don't like, is that I'm the only one who has intelligent college football conversation with you. And you...
That's true.
And you
Hold on. Pete Medhurst is numero uno.
Okay, I don't disagree there.
But on the show, yes. You're number two. You're number two in the building. I'll give you that.
Because you don't want to talk SEC with Jason Bishop all day long.
No, I don't.
And I'm a critical college football thinker.
And you do humor me.
You
listen to my shtick
and I counterpoint it and everything.
I was sending
Drab T-shirt. I was sending him text messages on New Year's Eve about how committees were just falling over the SEC with Bama.
You're giving me.
I was hyping him up, and he has to go on air on Wednesday and plant the seed of doubt in all of the listeners' head that I'm watching Anderson and Andy instead of C.J. Stroud and Stenson Bennett.
I just think that let me ask you something, Valdez. What happened on the third down play before the final kick?
What happened?
What happened? What play? What kind of play was it?
It was a the third down play
the Ohio State right before fourth down before they shot the kick.
Was that the penalty?
Oh no!
I don't know.
It was about a 15 to 20 yard pass down the right sideline when they from Stroud. I don't know who it was. When they should have ran the ball for a few more yards.
I don't have the playback.
What about that second down play?
Oh, I don't have the drive chart in front of me.
I mean, it was a pretty big drive of the season. Most important moment of the
second
season.
Second down. We remember that.
I think Anderson was doing buttermilk.
Here's the thing.
I had it on.
Can I actually tell you what tilts me about it?
All right, tell me what tilts me.
It's not the fact that you're not a college football fan. It's the fact that New Year's Eve is for rubes. It's just lowbrow. It's for old women.
For house friends. Okay.
Those are the kids like New Year's Eve because they're high school kids, because they're drinking, they're partying, and they're trying to get the New Year's Eve kiss. Uh-huh. Old people like it because they love just network television, boring network television.
I guess.
Nobody between the age of 25 and 60 cares about New Year's Eve.
I like it.
I know you do. It's overrated. It kills me.
New Year's Eve is so overrated. I think it's one of the worst holidays we celebrate.
It is. It is one of the worst. And also, Valdez doesn't do anything on it. He just sits in his living room watching television.
I like to watch it.
Honestly, Times Square.
That sounds like a lot of fun. More fun than going to some Gaylord event that I went to.
New Year's Eve. That's a terrible.
Exactly.
Decision.
Yes, terrible.
New Year's Eve is great for house parties.
Yep.
I'm not talking about keg in the backyard. Yeah. If you would have done that, I would have been fine. You know why? Because what people do on that, they go, "Oh my God, it's 11:57. Someone turn on the TV." Not watching 3 hours of coverage until the ball drops.
Mm-hmm. I like watching. And I said this before. I like watching Sherry O'Terry. do her shtick, do her year in review shtick. I like the interviews that Anderson and Andy do with Patti LaBelle every year.
Oh my gosh, is Patti LaBelle still alive?
Yeah. Kevin Hart from Vegas. That was a great interview that they did.
I'm sure.
Did Andy talk to his parents?
I didn't see that part. I must have been watching the game.
It was Don Lemon drunk on the sidewalk.
There was no booze allowed. And I was switching back and forth between the CBS Nashville coverage and the Anderson and Andy. It's hard to keep up. I'll tell you something. It's hard to keep up with a game when you got to go back and forth between Nashville and Times Square.
What channel was Miley on? Because I thought about Miley and I didn't see
it. I think Miley's not CBS. Is she NBC? She might be NBC.
I definitely didn't turn it to NBC, so that's why.
And then I always thought MTV did something, so she might have been NBC or MTV.
No chance.
I don't support Ryan Seacrest.
Why?
Well, I don't like him being a narc on Anderson and Andy.
What do you mean he's a narc?
He's a narc.
Because public intoxication or something?
Yeah.
Did he do that?
I mean, he told the after CNN was thinking
killing him in the ratings.
After CNN's killing them in the ratings. Mm-hmm. All right. And especially because it's a non-network television thing. Mm-hmm. And they go out and they say they're thinking about not doing any alcohol. Ryan Seacrest comes out and says, "I think the alcohol is an awful idea. It shows an awful image that people need to, it glorifies drinking." And so Ryan Seacrest out.
I
out
hate on this Seacrest. Guy.
Well, I don't like any of them. But I know you don't. I don't like that Ryan Seacrest is living. Can I tell you something? I don't like that he's living off Dick Clark's name.
Yeah, that's
why. When are we going to scrub Dick Clark's name off the New Year's Eve? Are we going to be 80 years old? It's going to be called Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's
Eve.
You're going
to have to explain it to your kids when they grow up why it's called Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve. Drab, I actually think you should hang out with me on New Year's.
No.
Why not? We would have fun. We will put a couple of parlays in for the.
How about this? Next year, you do a Bit Season P1 party on New Year's
crazy.
And then you're going to do a college football watch party.
I bet you the college football game isn't on New Year's Eve next year. Like every few years,
it's because it would be on a Sunday,
and right,
NFL would be on a Sunday.
So they're going to put it on New Year's Day, probably.
Yes, you're
right.
You'd be right.
Yep.
All right. So what are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting we do a P1 bit season party, and we can do a countdown. We can watch 3 hours of coverage. Mm-hmm. We can get all the hors d'oeuvres that you're into.
Finger food.
You could be as fruity as you like.
I also wanted to say this. Is Drab bringing this up? Is basically his way of trying to call me gay?
I don't think I was the only one thinking that.
All right. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Guys flipping back and forth between Seacrest and
the college football game.
Two boyfriends. Are they dating? No, right?
I don't think, no. I'm pretty sure they're not dating. They may have dated or hooked up at one point, but I don't think they're dating. Hey, what for the bit season New Year.
Yeah.
All right. What if me and you can be like Anderson and Andy?
We host
a New Year's party.
Okay.
And we have a live shot of the ball dropping.
We drop AWOT from the ceiling.
we have AWOT slowly go down a flagpole.
All right. Where would we have this?
Jam and Java.
I like it. We could probably, if we got a whole year here,
yeah,
we
got a whole year to plan.
We also got to plan our. What are we doing?
We're having a throwback party. Remember, party or 90s?
Yeah.
90s, no, 2000s party.
We're all ideas, no follow through.
Oh, yeah, you missed last season or last week when you weren't here. We're actually going to do a dating game with Ryan the Stallion, but for older women.
The nursing home.
A nursing home dating game.
It's not a bad idea. Why don't we do it? We should do it on the Junkies.
That's exactly what I said. Is that when the summer comes?
I didn't listen to last week.
No, come on.
I have a policy. Okay, it's nothing personal.
Even
all the years on Big O and Dukes, I don't listen to podcasts I'm not on.
This is work. And when you take off work, you don't associate with work.
I get it.
Like if you're a construction worker on your week off, you're not home laying drywall.
But then again, you kind of have to study the film. That's what I'm like. You got to study the film.
Yeah,
you
got to air check myself. Yeah. But I can do it when I'm not playing or when I'm on the air.
I disagree.
We have an older woman dating game. Also a live broadcast from a retirement home.
I literally, you probably already went over this. Could we have Stallion on the Junkies and have divorced women or never married women?
Yeah, or widowers, yes.
Age 40 to 60.
Or widows.
40 to 60, that's my age range.
Didn't we do that with EWOD? We had them behind the partition.
Yeah, remember? We had a partition and we rounded up females his age.
Yeah.
And that was the greatest bit blunder in history.
EWOD, this was 10 years ago, probably. He had a chick that liked him.
Seriously, was into him.
I don't even remember how we found her.
I think she reached out to us.
She had a crush on him.
She's had a crush on him since like high school, college.
She had a crush on him, and she was super cute. And it was her and two other girls behind the partition. Maybe there's only two girls total. And EWOD
picked the one that was slamming Bacardi shots before the segment.
No, he picked the hippie drunk slut or whatever she was. Okay, and she had just the worst personality. I don't even know if they went out on a date.
I think they did. She was slurring on air. She was so sloppy.
And then
EWOD's testosterone filled brain kicked in.
And once he saw the girl that liked him, his heart sank.
It looked like he saw a ghost. Yeah. It was one of the greatest bits.
It was a great bit.
Give me 2 months. Let me slim down a little. Let me get in my summer shape. I'm getting there.
But you have a dad bod.
Not right now. I still got man boobs and everything. I got them. I feel them.
All right. Well, yeah, it's fine. We can
feel
do
them.
Okay.
He felt
nice. He's actually feeling pretty strong.
There you go.
All right, so summer kickoff.
Summer kickoff.
All right, we'll do a stallion dating game.
Yep. Mm-hmm. 40 to 60 is my age range. That's my Tinder
cougars
age
only.
Set.
Yeah, cougars
cougar
only.
Dating game.
Single cougars only.
Well, maybe we'll do it the week, and we can have Lisa Ann host.
Oh, yeah. Have her host.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking. By the way, maybe the winner gets to go to a Nats game with me.
I see Lisa Ann hanging out with Young Gravy every day.
I know.
What is
sucks.
Going on?
Are they
officially dating or something?
I don't know. I hope not.
I mean, every day she's with Young Gravy.
I know. Don't talk about it.
It's actually bothering me. If I
it's bothering me.
It's bothering you for him.
Yes. Because I want her to be unattached.
I know. I want
also,
her to.
I'm sick and my voice keeps cracking. Please don't hold it against me. It's cracked 100 times today.
I've noticed.
Yeah, Valdez, you just I also have a theory.
You want to discredit any sports
no,
take
this
I
is
have.
Also Valdez is a junkies purist.
Uh-huh.
And he knows that we've been doing New Year's Eve reviews on this show for 20 years, okay? Mm-hmm. All the way back before Happy New Year and all that. Brett Radio loves New Year's Eve as well. And Brett is Valdez's hero. Rightfully so. Love Brett.
You're saying Brett's rubbed off on me?
Yes. Like Brett, and that was always a part of the show beforehand. And you always idolize that part about the junkies is their New Year's TV recaps with Brett and EB. Like, playing clips and branding it down. I don't know. Am I kind of onto something?
Maybe it's something that's ingrained in me.
Yes, ingrained. You grew up on New Year's Eve on the
I have, and even before Brett and Eric would play stuff on the show, New Year's was a big thing in my household growing up.
Mine was too.
You'd have
pots and pans,
steam shrimp, pots and pans.
What about the hot dogs rolled in like a little wafer thing? What is it called? So it's silly hand
spring
food.
Rolls?
No. It's like a hot dog wrapped around in like
bacon
little croissant.
Bacon wrapped weenies?
Basically. Sure. Yeah.
Those are called pigs in a blanket.
Yeah. Pigs in a blanket. Yeah. Those are silly. Hey, come on.
That's your New Year's Eve.
Hey, that's like my go-to.
This would be a classy
piece. This is like a... I love it. I get so excited for a pig in a blanket.
Ryan, that's what you eat at Denny's.
I know. I'm not telling you. I'm not white trash. Like, I mean, we like it.
Some guys. Some
hey,
Johnny's
French onion
come
dip. Come over to my party. I have a little Smokies.
I like it. I don't know.
All right. You know what? We'll put them on the menu for next year. We're still doing bid season. We'll have the party.
Piggies in a blanket. I love it.
Here's what we need. Here's what we're going to need. Valdez and I, we don't have big homes. Okay? So we need some big, like Loudoun County silly. Someone with some property or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
To host the party.
Yeah. Definitely. Right. With like a patio, like an indoor-outdoor space.
Yeah.
A space for anyone to smoke heaters.
Yeah. Right? And you can you can bring your dates or your wives or whatever.
A plus one. A bit season plus one.
And then I get sized for sequins dresses on New Year's Eve. Am I the only one?
No. Because
I envision that look.
I envision.
Not for. You
know, I know.
Mini skirts and all that.
Yeah. Kind of like a Gatsby-esque part.
Yes.
With champagne flutes. With, not the flutes, but the the glasses.
Yeah.
You have a champagne fountain.
Yeah.
Where you pour it and then it goes down through the glasses. And then you look like silly. Leo handing one out in the GIF.
Right. I think somebody listening right now would think about hosting the Bit Season New Year's Eve party next year. And it could be a smash.
Right. It would be definitely be a smash.
We have like 200 people there.
We'd feel silly.
And then
we have more than 200 listeners, but we have to cut it off at some point.
And then you have the top songs of 2023 playing throughout the night. All right, you have a live band to do the.
Okay, we're getting old, pricey, but
old whatever you call it, old anxiety.
Oh, no, it's not called that. What's that called? I didn't even see. You know what song I saw? New York, New York.
When that comes on.
Yeah, because it comes on at 12:07 when the football's over. And I flipped it over there.
Hey, we hire a band to play those two songs.
I know what's going to make Valdez smile. This New Year's Eve memory on the Junkies when Jenny McCarthy made out with that sailor with the herpes on his face.
My time comes up every December 31st.
Oh, you're like your Facebook throwback memory or something? Yeah. Oh, yeah, or your Google photos?
Yeah, about that poor that got done making out with Jenny McCarthy and has a big herpes streak on his leg. Hey, I got psyched when old Jen McCarthy would go find some random.
You think a little herpes is gonna scare her? That was at least a decade ago too. Oh,
probably. Yeah, that's gotta be like 2012. That's when I was living in flop house. With
we got a noodle that for next December. What's the thing that we said we were gonna? Oh, the survivor pool. It's a new year, we gotta start working on survivor.
Yeah, we actually
got
to work on that. We actually have to do
so
real
we got
work.
Two big things that we got to work on that are far out for us. But I do love the idea of a New Year's Eve bit season party. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We just need a benefactor.
We need a rich listener to let us borrow his beach house.
Hey, what about Mikey Stotts?
He has a lot of land.
There's land like out there, big home.
If we do well in the golf pool this year,
right,
and hopefully Mikey would agree to it.
I don't know if Mikey hosts, you know, you also have to like hosting parties.
True. That too. But this is what you should do is you should milk the fact that he used video without your permission.
That is true. You should,
Of you sucking at tennis. Okay,
all right.
Like Milosh.
All right. Well, something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Use that against him. Mm-hmm. See if he can use his acreage.
All right. Where's Mikey live? Poolsville or something like that?
I am tomorrow. Poolsville. Hey, and then we'll call it New Year's f***ing Eve.
All right. I love it. Let's take a quick break here. Mm-hmm. I know let's talk about the sponsor because there are so many of these in the studio now.
Yeah. Before we break, we got to thank our friends over at Don't Sleep Energy. Don't Sleep Energy. How do we host this money podcast and also carry the junks? It's from drinking Don't Sleep Energy. So if you go to don'tsleepenergy.com and use the promo code BITTIES, you get 10% off every order at don'tsleepenergy.com. And that's every order, not just the first order. Don't Sleep contains premium ingredients like caffeine, taurine, and B group vitamins. It tastes great. We always drink the no sugar version.
I am actually double fisting right now.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to say.
Not a caffeine in it. I'm just so tired that I'm just going ham on these. Yeah.
And if you don't know, Don't Sleep is an Amazon store. So if you type Don't Sleep, you'll be able to find the link.
Yeah, type in Don't Sleep Energy Drink. I believe that's where it comes up. So, love Don't Sleep, you guys. Thank you for checking them out. I know a lot of you guys have bought it so far, and Mike is an awesome local guy in Vienna, and he's got big plans for his small business here. So love that he supports the show, and we want to support him back.
Yes, maybe we'll host since it's Don't Sleep, it's on New Year's Eve. That sounds like a perfect pairing for our New Year's Eve party for Biddies.
Perfect. All right, guys, we'll be right back. We got a controversy to get into.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back to Bit Season episode 66. And now the moment I think all the biddies have been waiting for. It's time to put the spotlight on one Drab t-shirt and his vacation. If you didn't know, Drab was out last week for some much needed R&R.
Yep.
There was very little R&R, but I was not working.
Maybe some HJs.
Yeah.
Along with your R&R.
That so, right.
So I discovered something last week about Drab's office, and Drab, don't take this personally, okay. But I had to go into your office and grab something. I tried to.
What did you take?
Not rummage through it or anything.
Do people appreciate that I leave my office unlocked?
I don't let people. I don't let people know that.
Yeah.
I try to not go in there when the lights are off.
I feel like if people need something, they can go in there and grab it.
Like I think I needed to grab headphones or something or whatever it is. And I noticed that beforehand, there was a picture that I posted about Drab and our Amazon wish list where we had lotion.
Tissues and lotion.
Yeah, tissues and lotion. And also a fleshlight. A listener was very generous to buy a fleshlight.
That I didn't put on the list.
We put it on the list.
We did.
All of us as a joke. All right. We said we were all going to get a fleshlight for Christmas, but we only got one, and it was in your office, and apparently, that Friday when you left, it was gone, and I noticed that on Monday, it was gone. So the fleshlight mysteriously disappears. So does Drab for his vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Drab t-shirt comment.
I did not take the fleshlight. I'm sorry to burst your fantasy.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure, something else isn't bursting.
I know you've sat around for an entire week picturing me laying in my bed shirtless and in my pants and my ankles. But I did not take the fleshlight.
All right, hold on.
Okay.
Are you saying somebody else took it?
Well,
where is the fleshlight?
Okay,
do you know where the fleshlight?
I'll say this: I don't know where the fleshlight is, and here's my update. I left my fleshlight.
Hey, that's a Freudian slip. That is a Freudian slip.
Okay,
all
right. I left our fleshlight.
okay,
in the box in my office. Friday during the holiday show, December 23rd.
Okay.
Tom Manger, the chief of police, I was escorting him He
looked over into my office, and I know he saw Riley Reid in her, in her panties on the box, on sitting on my office.
Promoting her
fleshlight. It is a Riley Reid fleshlight.
Do you think Chief Manger was thinking about all the sexual deviant activities that have been going on in the area and saying, we found a suspect? Yeah. do you think he went through his database?
We got our
and was
guy.
Cross-referencing sex crimes with one Matt Cahill.
Okay, I was professional, and I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed by it. So I put the unopened box sealed up in the you guys are terrible. Did anybody look? It was in.
Well, I don't go rummaging through your drawers. Why would I do that?
You were looking for headphones.
I know where they are. Okay. They're on top of the cabinet.
I put them in the lower. I put the fleshlight in the lower cabinet down there.
Okay.
All right. I left it in there and went home for vacation. I'm getting all these text messages from all those perverts out there saying, I know what you're doing, Drab. And I'm like, what is going on? Like,
hey, he still didn't listen after that.
That's true.
Big slap in the face. Yeah.
Oh, no, I should get him. I'm getting you, what do you call it, the Joan Shrapnel when you're not on vacation. I know how it works. So, and then some people were sending me pictures of Riley Reid. So then I put two and two together. I figured it out. When I came back, what's today, Thursday?
Thursday. You came back. Okay. You came back Tuesday. We had off Monday.
I came back Tuesday, and I will say this. People were asking me about it in the office.
Whoa. Okay.
I told people.
Who was saying that in the office?
CK
was asking me about it. I think JP Finley was asking me about it. Ooh. Jeff Walker.
I bet Jeff was.
I don't know. There was a big crowd of people.
Okay.
Tuesday when I got back, Riley Reid was still in the cabinet in my office. Mm. I noticed this morning when I went in there, the box had been open and the fleshlight was gone.
What?
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
What?
The fleshlight was gone.
Really?
I told people that the it was in there and the fleshlight is gone.
Cap.
I don't think Drab would lie.
I'm not a liar.
Drab's not a liar.
He's not.
He's no AWOD.
I know.
I don't think he would lie about that. But what's going through my head now is that obviously someone took it. And that person thought it was gone beforehand.
I'm not buying it. Drab's duping us. He's 100% duping us.
Oh my god. Drab ran out and grabbed the box.
Oh my god.
And this box looks like a Rottweiler
or someone who's so full of urge.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a Rottweiler.
Oh my god.
Someone so full of urges just couldn't contain themselves and ripped it open.
Hey, whoever open this box might need to be jailed.
Yeah.
Because they need to have a sign in front of their house. Because they are a predator. Yeah. With how they open
they
this box.
They are horny.
Mm-hmm.
They are so horny.
Yeah. God. All right. We'll send a picture out.
We'll send a picture of the box.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here, Drab, hold it up in front of you.
Suspect number one.
Give
it like a tilted view so I can really show the broken open box. No, the other way. Yeah.
What am I?
I know.
You look pretty guilty. I don't know.
Maybe.
All right.
Yeah, you hang on to that.
All right. So hold on. Let's go through a list of suspects here.
Okay.
I think Drab needs to stay on this list.
Oh, 100%. Right? Yeah. He's suspect number one.
Brian Koberger. Yeah. I'm the main suspect.
Hey, let me see your hands.
Show us your right hand compared to your left hand.
Actually, you know what? Let's see your penis. Let's see how chafed your penis is. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a little too quiet. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
You honestly think think that my penis is shaved.
Okay. Yeah, your head for a second. That's a possibility. Hey, maybe we need a penis lineup.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. And we got to pick the most damaged one. Yeah. And that's obviously one of the main suspects. All right. No, I think Drab should stay on the list.
Yes.
Because we can't rule out. Because don't they always say the person who like murders their wife is typically the husband? Mm-hmm. That's why I
don't. What does that have to do with the fleshlight? I'm closest to the evidence.
Yeah, you're closest to the evidence. So I don't want to remove you from the investigation.
But wouldn't I get rid of it? Or, you know, frame somebody else or something?
No. What you would do is you would say it's in some hidden cabinet, and then as you come back to vacation, you'd point to that said cabinet, and it would be there. Yeah. You would know.
You would.
This is all you playing this.
He's a sleuth.
Yeah. I know how this goes,
Brad. This could be you trying to frame yourself.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
What does that even mean?
Wow.
You're planting evidence.
Yes, you are.
I actually think suspect number two would be Jeff Walker.
He might be
my main suspect. I've never seen a hornier producer in my life.
Yes.
And AJ Ataye worked.
Yeah. But Jeff Walker is into black girls. And Riley Reid and this fleshlight are of Caucasian. He's not into white women.
Okay, guy. But can't you
spray paint it?
Yeah. He went to Exotica and that guy is still talking about it a month later about what he saw there. He is horny.
Yeah, he posted a picture on the door of their studio of Exotica. Yeah. That's suspect number one.
Big porn guy over there.
Okay.
And then I actually think I have the greatest radio instincts in the world. Because
I was very vocal that thing was in my office.
You were very vocal.
I was my defense. I didn't, you know.
I actually think
word could have spread.
I actually think you got set up. You know who is the culprit?
Who?
Trying to plant the bloody knife on you?
Who?
Your boss.
Why would CK do that?
Why would CK do that?
Yeah.
Because he's a radio genius. and he knows that if he takes the fleshlight out and we ask you to go get it and it's gone,
yeah.
All right, that all of a sudden you're suspect number one. He knows great radio. He's planting, the empty box.
Someone's doing fake radio around here.
Someone's doing a fake radio bit on here. What do you think about that?
You
should go confront him. Confront him.
I don't want to bother him right now.
You go storm into his sales meeting. Say, you have my fake pussy.
What about one of you two guys?
Or what do you mean?
What
evidence do you have?
I have been out front and open. I want to try the fleshlight. Yeah. I want it.
Ryan's actually angry. Because,
I actually wanted to try it.
He wants to use it.
Why did you take it the week that it was there?
Well, because it was yours. Like, you kept on saying, it was in your desk. It was on your desk. I don't know what else to do. That's like taking headphones off of your desk. I'm not going to do that. It was your prized possession.
You idiots. Somebody put it in my office, and I just stashed
someone,
it there.
It was someone.
I don't know. Somebody walked by. Or one of you guys.
It was actually me.
Okay, all right.
Because we knew you would want it.
I'm very open about my sexual proclivities on this show.
I know.
Okay, using a fleshlight isn't high on my list.
But here's why. Because you knew that I wanted it. And all you were telling me is you were trying to reverse psychology me. You were telling me, you're like, Ryan, it's yours. Take it. Trying to make me feel like a loser.
I wanted to do a team building activity and run a train on it.
I think I was framed last week.
You wanted to Eiffel Tower it. Yeah.
Instead of going to like a vacation together or something like that.
We could all
we go to training camp together.
I think one of you guys.
Spring training.
I think somebody slipped up. You guys framed me last week with this whole thing of like surprise, Drab stole the fleshlight or whatever. And then one of you guys is like trying to set me up again. I was going to go in there or something like that and say, it's right here and then it's missing. And then one of you guys, you know, or one of you guys took it home and he's been using it.
We never took it home. I want it. I would be 100% up for this. Like, I want this. I want to try
Take the box, put
put it in your put it away or whatever.
Well, take I mean, it the take boxes it home. Is a bulk. Oh, he's getting bitter.
Well, give you something. give you something to look at.
Honestly, Drab's tired of the pervert being labeled as a pervert. He's a father.
No one's oh, no.
I'm still a pervert. Okay. All right. If that was Riley Reed's panties, I would take them home. All right. But that's not what I'm not into. I'm not into a fleshlight.
That's beneath your jerking off standard.
Wait, how do you know you aren't into a fleshlight?
No, just apparatus. sex toys don't stimulate me. Like okay, I've never been curious.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Whatever you say.
I to be honest, Drab, I believe you 100%.
Thank you.
I didn't think you would actually. You would probably text me.
Dude, it was crazy.
We gotta get more of these.
sounds like we need a couple more fleshlights here. Yeah. Some have gone missing.
I do want the missing.
I do think you didn't take it home, mm-hmm. and I really do think your boss crept into your office mm-hmm. to set this up.
Maybe. I'm very curious.
I think so too. I think it's you.
What do you think, Ryan? Who do you think has number one? Do you think Drab has the fleshlight? If not, who went into his office to take it?
I will say, coming in today's show, I was 100% convinced that you took it. That you took it, Drab. But now, after listening, I think it's Jeff Walker. Jeff Walker is the most comfortable person around this office. He has no problem going in to take that fleshlight. He has no problem going into there and just ripping it open.
I also have seen him pay his cable bill in the middle of a segment.
Yeah, exactly.
Like on the phone with Xfinity.
Yeah, he's constantly eating food that's not his.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, but
I could see it.
What about... all right, so Drab is a very trusting person.
He is.
Thank you.
Do you think he would take this home... So this is a lot to digest, is that Drab would have to take the box home, use it, still have the box around, and then pick it out of like his garbage can.
Exactly.
To bring it back here to put into his cabinet.
Wouldn't
and then all
sense.
Of a sudden go, whoa, somebody else has it. When at night, the thing is, laying under his bed.
Yeah, I just would have said it disappeared or something.
That's a good point.
All right. Well, I guess
we'll have to update you later on the case of the missing fleshlight.
I was going to say, this might take a while. Yeah. Right. We need someone to come clean. Yeah. We should have a tip line.
Okay. It's at Bit Season on Twitter.
That's our tip line.
All right.
Tweet, what is it? Jeff Too Funny on Twitter.
Jeff Too Funny. Yeah.
And say, I know what you
did.
Doing.
I know what you did. with memes. Riley.
He'll have no idea. Yeah.
Or maybe he will.
Yeah, or maybe he will.
Thanks for listening to my Commander song.
Yeah. Hey, do you guys want to know what my tilt of the week was besides you guys accusing me of something okay. I didn't do?
All right, I'm glad we got it out of our mm-hmm. system.
Right. It was, and it's only a two-man show, so the odds of it being
50-50.
Was,
I know what it is.
What is it?
Does it have to do with JP?
Yes. It doesn't my tilt of the week always have to do with JP?
No, not always, but I... because this.
Also, I hate fake Jason Bishop on Twitter. I literally just hate this guy. He's tweeting me, "I know you hate JP Flame because he listens to Bit Season
we're having fun.
Doing a behind-the-scenes fun conversation about JP, and he's easy to pick on sometimes.
We pick on everybody.
I hate to break exactly. it to you, fake Jason Bishop. I don't hate JP Flame. I like the guy a lot. We're having a fun, stupid show here. Yeah. All right? But I am gonna brag on JP here again.
All right. I know what? Exactly what it is.
What?
Does it have to do with Paolo?
Yes. Is JP so clueless? Okay. It's so out of touch with reality that he would have a man of God...
yeah.
Say, ask to watch something on television, and JP would fire up a sex-filled, drug-filled show.
White Lotus 2.
White Lotus. And say, hey, why don't you check out this thing?
Well, it's the biggest JP thing in the world. He goes, oh, my priest uncle
has Italian heritage.
Yes.
White Lotus 2 is set in Italy. Oh, this is a match made in heaven.
And he goes, he said, he's a liberal priest.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Because he's at home watching porno because he's a liberal priest or something.
If you haven't seen White Lotus 2, there's a scene where a hooker is riding a piano player on a church pew in the middle of the biggest crucifix. It looks like the thing in Brazil. That's on the mountain with his arms out.
Yeah.
Redeemer, that's how big the cross is. It has Jesus with spear marks in his rib cage.
Right.
So with a crown of thorns, and she's humping this dude like none other.
Here's why it's ridiculous. JP has already seen White Lotus. He knows what's in the show. He knows that it's it's mm-hmm. adult content or not
TV,
porn.
TVMA.
TVMA or whatever. It's not for a religious man.
Yeah.
It's but disrespectful, okay? First of all, I can't even imagine. We've all watched an uncomfortable scene with our father, right? There's a movie in the 90s called Sliver that is burned in my memory that I sat on the sofa and watched with my father, and it was just honestly a glorified porno with Sharon Stone.
Yep.
And I've never been so uncomfortable in my life, and we watched it together. I can't imagine watching that with a priest who's a family member and sitting there, you guys are just, your knees are touching, like nobody's talking.
Hey, there's so many job scenes in White Lotus.
It's just butt disrespectful. Like, you're not, it's just, he's not into that.
No. Do you think a priest is into hookers?
He can make him uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because, or him tempted by something, by that kind of, it was so ridiculous and self-centered of JP.
Yeah. Hey, what do you think Paolo was going through his head when the two lesbians were going down on each other?
Okay. This man's been serving God for 50 years. He might turn in his rosary next week and say, what have I been doing? This stuff is amazing.
Right. 20 years,
right? He hasn't thought about women. He's completely devoted to God. He's turned on to this addicted filled spot. And he's like, God.
What have I been missing out on?
Right. He's like, I love JP. A clueless moment for him.
You know what I would do? I put on Godfather or something. Right. Less tame.
Yeah.
The Exorcist, anything.
Yeah. But I also now I kind of do want to watch White Lotus.
Of course,
because Valdez didn't sell me on it, but JP having the priest watch.
That's funny.
Yeah, tilt of the week for me.
Yeah, but basically equating Italian with White Lotus.
So it's filled with Italian scenery of the rolling hills or something, or vineyards.
Yeah, the resort is based in Sicily.
Okay,
right. So
it's fine.
Well,
Paolo's watching people do blow and have anal sex. Pretty fun.
This and help, man.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about cakes here.
This might be my tilt of the week.
Had this been brought up on the air before?
No, I don't think so. I think it was discovered that Cakes walks his dog in a baby stroller.
Yeah,
and I think it's because, and we really didn't get the full picture of it until today. I didn't like. I just thought him and Amy were out for a stroll, and then put the dog in a stroller. No, they take a stroller, they walk the dog, and then the dog can't walk anymore, and then they put it in the stroller.
He gets tired with his tiny old legs,
and so they can't make it back. So that's why they put him in the stroller. But this is even more, I guess, egregious is the right word for it. But cooking your dog dinner every night—it's
unbelievable. It not only because.
Well, this is why it's so unbelievable.
I could understand that your dog is refusing to eat kibble,
mm-hmm.
Probably because it wants to die. Yeah. But let's just say.
Sometimes your dog's had an upset stomach, and you boil chicken and you make rice.
I'll be honest.
I'll be damned if I spend longer than 20 seconds feeding my dog dinner.
No. I will say, so sometimes the dog has an upset stomach and you'll just make a batch of rice for the dog.
A one-off.
Yes. That's a one-off.
A one-off. Not every night.
But this is why it's so egregious, is that the effort that it makes to just to make dinner for you and your family and mm-hmm. everything else is... And it's not just making the dinner; it's doing the dishes and everything that adds up.
Where would he even get this idea from?
I don't know.
Okay, so look, people feed their dog meat.
Yes.
Okay, it's like the raw diet. A lot of people do that, especially if you're like super into your dog's health. It's good for your dog, mm-hmm. no doubt. Like if the dog is eating well, you don't have to cook the meat. It's called the raw diet. You can just, they're animals.
Yeah.
Dogs don't get salmonella poisoning. They might, you know, might get a tapeworm or something if they eat something out like wild. But dogs, they can eat raw meat. Cakes is sitting there over his dump stove sauteing ground beef for his freaking miniature dog.
Hey, did anyone else catch that Cakes is looking out for his dog's cholesterol and he's feeding it turkey sausage?
I know.
Just give him dump sausage.
I have to always phrase this. I love Cakes. He has absolutely nothing going on in his life.
Yes, that's the bigger point. That's the bigger point.
When I go home, I'm so stressed. Life is stressful. Everybody listening, life is stressful. I honestly think Cakes is the least stressed man. He's got this grown kids.
He's basically an empty nester.
He says, mm-hmm. He never argues with his wife. No conflict at that. The perfect marriage. He's binge watching TV shows mm-hmm. in one day. I want to know.
He's finished Jack Ryan already.
What is Cakes doing when he goes home?
Yes, we've all wondered that.
He's so bored that he's spending 15 to 20 minutes every night cooking meat for his dog. That's even before he gets to his dinner. Like, what happens if they're having a non-meat meal, right?
Okay, I asked him about this off air. I said, I go, you know, Cakes, what if you guys eat out? You know, are you guys making extra food for the week to give Simba if you guys are ordering out at Mama Lucia or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what Cakes said?
What?
He says, yes, we cook a pack of chicken if there's two extra. We'll make it and we'll store it later for Simba. So I take it as Cakes and the family are meal prepping for their dog.
He's definitely meal prepping.
That's exactly what's going on.
I thought about this. Is Cakes really the man of leisure rather than EB? After we just talked about this. I mean, I'm sorry.
EB's a busy man.
He is.
Because EB's got his kids still in high school. He's got a kid still in high school, and he's going to their mm-hmm. athletic. EB's always on the run. Now, he might get home late at night and have his whiskey or whatever and watch TV.
Okay.
No. Cakes is sitting on his couch from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m.
Kind of like dumbfounded.
Right?
You know,
what is he doing all day? Cakes never talks about it, you know, like what he fills his day up with.
He's reading fantasy notes.
Okay, that takes you to 11:20.
Cakes is a robot. That's what he is. And whenever he goes home, he goes into storage. All right? And he sits there and waits for the next show. That's what I think goes on.
Maybe tomorrow I don't want Cakes to get the face, but we'll have to ask him, like, break down your day.
I've mm-hmm. always wondered
this. quarter hour by quarter hour. What did you do? Document it.
I go home. I had a little lunch. I watched some TV, watched some poker, and then 3 o'clock came. Went for a walk.
I also envision Cakes like taking forever to do, like mundane activities.
Like remedial activities.
Yes, he spends like 50 minutes making a sandwich, you know, like or like prepping his lunch.
He's like toasting the bread before.
Perfect. Yeah. Like going on super long walks just to kill time, watching all the shows. I don't know.
That's the life.
Was it you or CK who said? I don't know if you mentioned this. It says when dogs stop eating, it means they want to die.
CK said that.
So this dog basically is at the end of the line and wants to donk himself off. And the Allvilles are doing whatever they can to keep it alive.
Right. Usually that's in the final days. We'll just stop eating.
Yeah.
That's why I never buy into the final meal, because by that point the dog's like not really into any food. Mm-hmm. But maybe his dog is just a finicky eater, but
I don't know.
Maybe. That's when I started thinking, why don't we get rid of this thing?
John DePompa texted me during the show.
Oh yeah.
He says we should have a Simba death calendar.
Like a celebrity death pool?
Yeah, well all of us buy a date. $5 a date.
All right, closest to the date.
Yeah, and the person who's
a little ghoulish.
I think so too. But if Cakes is
so bad that we're like mock Cakes is a dog, dying dog. But
if you closest to gets the pot, Cakes is the one who said that he doesn't think the dog will make it to Christmas.
How old is Simba?
Didn't he say 15?
Oh yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Didn't the younger one pass away? Bell, like suddenly.
Kipper.
Bell. It was younger.
I don't know.
Maybe there's a lot of trauma in that house with those dogs. So, but yeah, I'm game for any bit as long as Cakes doesn't care.
Yeah, is Cakes gonna take off after Simba dies? Yes.
No, you cannot take a day off work because your dog dies.
Yeah, it's tough.
And I probably just insulted the listening audience. They need a mental health day.
Yeah,
but that's. You got to come in.
I pride myself. The day that my grandmother passed away, I waddled my way in the 1015 Half Street with a smile on my face. That's how I do it. That's just how I do it.
Yep. Ryan shows up.
I don't call out.
Your best ability is your availability.
Exactly. I do not call out. Drab, do I call out?
I test that. No, you don't.
Oh, actually, I got my mother called to tell me my grandmother died, and then we did bit season.
Oh,
and that is true.
That is.
You know what?
A point respect. For you, yeah, respect. You. Respect.
Thank and you. Then you missed a week.
And then I went on a golf trip to ease my mind. I said, "Hey, I'm really broken up about this. I need to go to Pebble."
Oh yeah, you were worried it was going to conflict with your.
When's the funeral? I gotta go to Hilton.
Can you push this thing back? That's funny.
Can we do this during the rainy season?
All right. Well, we'll also put that on the to do list.
We have the biggest bit season to do list.
So now. Many to dos.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. We will have an update if we find out what happened to the fleshlight.
Yeah, and you know what? Everyone, be nice to Drab.
Well, I don't need that. I don't need. Okay.
I mean he's still a suspect. Let's be honest here. He's still a suspect.
Well, that's fine. I can be a suspect, but. So you guys, somebody asked me, were you upset by those tweets that were coming? I'm like, no, are you? No, I was laughing. I knew you guys were setting me up.
This is a setup? Yeah. We set you up?
That's what I believe.
All right.
Officer, so I have never seen that before in my life.
I do not recall. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday.
How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.